Welcome to this week's edition of the Extension Service Update. I'm Curtis Dame, Hopkins County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. This week, we're going to take a look at revisions to the worker protection standards in regards to pesticide application on farms, but also how 10 life-saving tips for grain operators when they're cleaning out grain bins, and also the look at the U.S. trade environment going into 2017. In 1992, the Worker Protection Standards established specific requirements for employers, specifically tobacco farmers, in regards to how employees would limit or try to reduce exposure to pesticides. Now, as of January 2, 2017, annual mandatory training to inform farm workers regarding safety protections will be required. In addition to that, expanded training will also include instructions to reduce take-home exposure from pesticides on work clothing and other safety topics. First time ever minimum age requirements were also introduced on the 2nd of January that really applied to children under 18 from handling pesticides. In addition to that, expanded mandatory posting of no entry signs for the most hazardous pesticides have become commonplace. Mandatory record keeping, which farmers have already been doing, will allow other states to approve the ability to follow up on pesticide violations and enforcement compliance. Records of application, specific pesticide information will be very important, especially given the introduction to dicamba-resistant soybeans and the problems we've seen so far. In addition, this week, we'd like to take a quick look at the U.S. agriculture trade and how it has changed in the recent month. After lying largely dormant for the last few years, U.S. trade policy is back now in the spotlight, especially with concerns about how U.S. trade relations with Mexico and China will change or be altered. Given that recent scrutiny, we thought it would be crucial and useful to review the current state of ag trade in the United States. For all the talk about U.S. trade deficits, agriculture is the one industry in the United States that has a trade surplus. In fiscal year 2016, we exported over $129.7 billion worth of agricultural goods, while only importing $113 billion worth of agricultural goods. So we can see we do have a surplus. And despite a global slowdown in overall trade, U.S. agricultural exports tend to be, and still are, increasing. In the coming year, this growth is expected to be led by an increase in wheat and corn exports and an increase in raw soybean exports. Potential trade disputes that we've looked at before include China and Mexico, which are of particular concern in agriculture, given that they involve or are the largest trade negotiators that we deal with. Canada comes in as a close second. There are also markets where we've seen the most growth. The largest expansion in exports over the past 25 years were to China, followed by North America. And as this growth is expected to continue, our exports to both China and Mexico are predicted to increase with fiscal year 2017, with exports to China expected to grow to $21.8 billion from $21.5 billion, and exports to Mexico expected to increase from $18.3 billion from $18 billion. As anyone in the Midwest knows, and it has been discussed before, a large fraction of U.S. agricultural exports come in the form of oil seeds and feed grains. Almost half of the United States soybean crop is exported. Now, soybean export volumes are setting records also, and mitigating against the expected declines in soybean meal, soybean oil, and other oil seed products for an export value of $31 billion. Now, the United States is the world's largest exporter of corn, accounting for 40% of all international corn trade. With that said, exports are still less than one-fifth of U.S. production at $9.154 billion for fiscal year 2016. As you can see, the markets have a lot of effort and effect on agricultural life here in Hopkins County and can affect the whole nation as well. Lastly, there are 10 quick tips for saving those entrapped in grain. And those include developing a zero-entry mentality, staying out of the bin if possible. If you do have to check grain, don't go alone. In addition, check out and lock out control circuit devices on augers and other grain moving operations in order to ensure safety in the bin. Also, in addition to that, you need to communicate and let others know when you're entering the bin so augers stay off. In addition to keeping the augers off, you need to break up crusted grain with a long pole from outside the bin, wear safety harnesses when possible, run ventilation equipment to release those toxic fumes, wear personal protective equipment, and install ladders inside grain bins and paint bright stripes on them for emergency purposes. And lastly, always keep children out of grain bins. As we know, this time of year is very important and also very busy for hauling grain to the elevators. Always try to keep safe out there. And if you have any questions about this week's topics, feel free to contact your local Extension Service.